tenth day of our yatra. For all these 10 days, we have been living in separation from Dinabandhu Prabhu. But today he has...
3 days we were all together.
Something like that. Let us welcome Dinabandhu Prabhu to our night. You want to speak?
This pastor? This pastor here?
As you like.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananangyana Shalakaya Chasuru Militangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Svatarandikam Aradamastrinandandai Vidamyache Puna Puna Srimarupa Padambhuja Dulisyam Janma Jannanim Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Rade Vrindavane Sare Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Anamami Kriyeke Raktavara Ramyam Gauring Raktavara Ramyam Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Swadistam Sarikam Radhikam Asrayet Sada.
So this last verse is a very beautiful verse written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. There is no one like Das Goswami who can write praises of Srimati Radharani. So this verse is found in his Mukta Charitra, the pearl pastime. It says, Gauring Raktavara Ramyam Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Swadistam Sarikam Radhikam Asrayet Sada. So Raghunath Das Goswami, sitting on the banks of Radhakund, he must have looked into the future and seen the time when that great personality who would spread Krishna prema and the glories of Vrindavan all over the world would come. And in a place that was an empty field, by his desire a temple would appear. And in that beautiful temple, there would be the deities of Gornithai, Krishna Balaram, and Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. And seeing into the future and seeing that beautiful form of Srimati Radharani, he must have written this verse. Because this perfectly describes our Radharani.
Gauring Raktavara Ramyam.
She's very beautiful golden color.
Raktavara Ramyam,
and she's covered with very lovely. Raktavaram means reddish colored garments.
Gauring Raktavara Ramyam.
Then he says, not just netra, he says sunetra. She has exquisitely beautiful eyes. Sunetra or susmitananam. It's like whenever I sing this verse, then I remember I have very sweet, or rather we have a very sweet godbrother in Sweden, named Smita Krishna Swami. So Susmitananam, Smita is a type of smile. Huh? Radharani has various smiles. This is a very sweet smile. Just lips have just come a little part, a little bit of the tooth is visible. So sweet smile is it. This tooth is about to become visible.
Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Savistam Sadikam Shamam.
She's very, very simple. Our Srimati Radhika, she's very, very simple. But even though she's very simple, Shamam Swavistam Sadikam. Swavistam Sadikam. Like we know we're performing sadhana. We're trying to perfect our sadhana, to achieve something. So, Swavistam, we know avispa, that means desire. Swavispa, she's very expert in perfecting, in achieving. We're performing sadhana to achieve something. She's sadhikam, she's expert. Swavistam sadhikam, she's very expert. Well, she's simple. She's very expert how to achieve her desire.
Shamam swavistam sadhikam, radhikam asrayet sada.
I eternally take shelter of that Sri Radhika.
Radhisha, Radhisha.
This is one of my very favorite places in Braj. Does this look like part of the material world? Do you see here? This beautiful forest. Beautiful creepers crawling up the trees. The birds are cooing.
Radhisham, Radhisham.
Vrindadevi's parrots are completely surprised. This huge ocean of Vaishnavas has come here. See this beautiful forest, beautiful lake with the pollen of the flowers floating on the surface, and still you see the beautiful reflection in the water. And so many birds are singing here. And if you go on the road and you ask anybody for Mansarovar, you will get nothing but blank stares. If you ask anybody in this area, how do you come by the road like we came? You can also cross the Jamuna, but it's quite a walk. And I don't recommend it in small groups. It's quite a walk. And you ask anybody Mansarovar, you'll just get a blank stare. But if you ask anybody, where's Radharani, they'll all point this way. They'll all point. You just say, Radharani. Oh, agi, agi. And if you come across a Jamuna and you ask anybody, you know, Radharani, they'll go this way. And you say, how far? Kitna dur hai? Huh? Thodi dur. Little ways. How far? 1 kilometer. And you'll walk for what seems to be 2 kilometers. And again ask somebody, 1 kilometer. Somehow our Western mind, we have to know everything precisely. You know? It's 6 kilometers. 232 meters and 52 centimeters and a half. But we saw the other day, you know, just this modern technology doesn't work here, you know. Then we couldn't get the tape recorder to work yesterday morning because 2 days before instead of 220 volts, 300 volts came, everything got burned. Tape the record also got burned, so we put the tape on and trying to hear Prabhupada so sweetly sing Bivari Station, just all these horrible Kali Yuga sounds are coming. They're agreeing, they said, who's making all this noise? This noise we like to hear. But they're upset. Who's this rascal? Send him back to Bombay. See, they're agreeing. So, Brij Basi, it's Todi Dur, little ways. 1 kilometer, no matter how much you walk, it's always 1 kilometer. Ek furlong, they'll say. When you actually get close, they'll say, ek furlong. In America, we didn't even heard of this word. It must be a British word or something. So this place, so very beautiful and natural place, by the locals is known as Radharani. So by the name we can understand Man Sarovar. Man, sometimes we translate as anger. But actually, you take some pride and some anger and some coquettishness and some crocodile tears. You mix it all together, this is Man. When Radharani is upset with Krishna, then she performs her Man Lila, just like you were there in Barsana, another place. So this pastime happened during this Kartik, because in springtime, the Ras Lila is taking place. You went to that place. I've never been to Paita. I've been to Chandrasarovar. Somehow, in all my years, I've never gotten to Paita. So I was lamenting like anything. I couldn't go with you that day. So next year we have to go together. Because I've never been. So springtime, the Ras Lila takes place there. But now in the Sarat season, Ras Lila is taking place in Vrindavan. So Radharani came a little late to the Ras Lila stall. And she saw Sri Nandanandan was there dancing with so many other gopis. Everything got late, so he just started his dancing without her, and she was dancing. And Radharani came, and she saw from a distance, and she was stunned. And she said to her companions, I have given up everything for this fellow. My pride, my religiousness, my respect for my elders, my position in society, I have given up everything for this fellow. And he's just thrown it on the ground and trampled on it. Her heart was pierced. Just like yesterday we were listening to so many devotees speak at that piercing separation when Srila Prabhupada left on that day 25 years ago. Her heart was pierced. And she just crossed over the Jamuna and came over to this place and sat here where this, it used to be a tiny little temple. It used to look like that little temple there. In recent years they've made a very beautiful temple. Just a tiny little place was here. Practically nothing was here. And she sat here under a tree, just weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping. And Srimati Vrataranī's tears flowed down on the ground and entered into this depression here. And this lake is made from the tears of Man of Srimati Radharani. Just imagine this lake that we're seeing. It's just, it's not like it's part of the material world. It's just an amazing place. Lake made from the tears of Radharani. So Krishna was dancing and dancing and enjoying rasa dance, and suddenly he realized that Radharani hasn't come. And he was looking everywhere. And he called Lalita Visakha. He said, where's Vrishbhanu Nandini? Where is my Pran Priya? She's more dear than my own life. Where is she? So Lalita Visakha and all the Sakhis and Manjaris, they began searching here and there and hither and thither. Somehow they crossed over the Jamuna. And eventually they came to this very beautiful place. And they saw Srimati Radharani sitting under a tree and weeping, and this huge lake had appeared from her tears. And they told her, you have to come immediately. Shamsundar is very worried, he's very upset. He can't eat, he can't sleep, he can't do anything without you. And Srimati Radharani said, this fellow is not only black on the outside, he's black on the inside, he's black through and through, he has cheated me so many times, I'm not going to have anything to do with this black fellow. I don't have anything to do with this black fellow. They pleaded in so many ways, but she was not to be pacified. So they went back and they told Shamsundar the situation. So he crossed over the Jamuna. He came here very sheepishly. Those of you who've been inside this temple, you can see the beautiful picture is there. You went inside? Who went inside? You saw. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet are worshipped by all the saints and demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Vyas, Asita, Devala, Narad Muni, all the rishis, munis, demigods, everyone is worshipping on his lotus feet. And you saw, where is Krishna? He's massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And you saw her eyes just from the corner of the corner of the corner of the corner of her eye, she's looking down to see him. By the way, at first she wasn't even doing that. She was just, you know, get away from me. But she just turned the other way. You can see in the picture she's still half in angry mudra. You know, angry mudra means hands are on the hips and toe is tapping. So one hand has come down. One hand is still just on her waist like this. She's only in half angry mudra. In this picture she's just starting to see. Before she wouldn't even look, and now she's starting to see from the corner of the corner. So this personality whose lotus feet are sought after and worshipped by all the great demigods, sages, rishis, everyone in the whole universe, he was worshipping on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Somehow she was pacified. Somehow, by massaging her sweet lotus feet, his tears fell on those lotus feet, and then that softened Srimati Radharani's heart, and again she became pleased with Sri Krishna. Another interesting pastime connected with this beautiful lake. And I want you all to see this place very carefully. It's I have a great fear in my heart that it's not going to remain so pristinely beautiful. So they've constructed a bridge, a new bridge across the Jamuna that comes right into Vrindavan, which is also going to bring all the traffic from the other side of the river right through Vrindavan. Do you think it's already becoming ruined and full of traffic? Now they're going to really fix it. And people always used to ask me, why doesn't the government do something? You know, this Vrindavan, is this Krishna's place? And I said, please, if they do anything, they'll destroy it. Please let them leave it alone, it'll be better. Unfortunately, now they're doing something, and they're, you know, you saw the Prikkala Marg is now long, you cannot walk in the dust anymore. So now they built a bridge, and the road that connects that bridge to this side is going to pass about 1 kilometer from this place. So we're very fortunate to be here, and that's why I was insisting that we have to come here. Because once there's a road coming 1 kilometer from this place, you can understand what will happen to this place. Anyway, Kali Yuga goes on, what can we do? We have to see Vrindavan with our hearts. So one time, there was one devotee. As I recall, his name was Asarari. And he was meditating, not on this dweep here, you know, we're on Jambudweep. Isn't it? Whenever you call the pandit for some ceremony at a Jambudweep, Bharat Kande, Krishna Paksha, Kartik Masa, Krishna Paksha, whatever. So this is Jambudweep. But he was on another dweep somewhere in the middle of, there's so many dweeps. And he was a yogi devotee, so he was meditating on the form of the Lord within his heart, and he was very blissfully seeing that form within his heart, and very blissfully meditating on that beautiful bluish form, just like a monsoon cloud, with lotus petal eyes, brilliant yellow dhoti, like constant flow of lightning, beautiful jewels on his chest, pearl necklace, and Kasturba mani hanging down, mark of Srivatsa, like that eternally fresh flower garland with bees humming, making this nice sweet kirtan. Just like in the morning at Mangalartik, after Mangalartik in Krishna Balaram Mandir, they stop the 24 hour kirtan and you hear all the little bees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. All the little bumblebee-like devotees are licking up the nectar of the holy name of Krishna. Hearing the sweet sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Bees are buzzing around this beautiful eternal lotus garland. So he was seeing this beautiful form within his heart. And all of a sudden, boop, disappears. And he tried. But form was just not coming within his heart. He tried and he tried. He became very upset. He couldn't see the form of the Lord within his heart anymore. He said, now what's the matter? So he was on another dweep, wasn't so far from Sweta Dweep. So he went there to the ocean of milk. He went there to Sweta Dweep. And he saw that there was no Lord Vishnu there. He asked everybody. He said, I don't know, he was just here a minute ago and all of a sudden he just disappeared. What? I don't know, he was just here. He was lying on Sheshnag. They both just disappeared. Now he's really upset. He couldn't see him within his heart. He went this way to deep. He wasn't there either. He said, what is this? On the Earth planet, it was the end of Dwapar Yuga. You know what happens at the end of Dwapara Yuga? The Supreme Personality, the original, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam, Sri Krishna, appears on this planet here in this Braj where we're sitting right now. And Prabhupada explains very nicely in the Krishna book. Says when that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appears, all the expansions and incarnations, everything merge within his body to appear. So all of the expansions, even the one within Asurari's heart, it also disappeared and merged into Krishna's body. He couldn't find him in Svetadweep, so he went off to Badrinath. He got there to Badrinath. Lord Badrinarayan was not there. He said, what's the matter? Well, I don't know, he was just here a minute ago. The devotee said, also confused. He was just here, I don't know, he just went somewhere. No, he was really upset. He was a very powerful yogi, so he went all the way up to Vaikuntha. He got there to Vaikuntha, he's very happy, so everybody has four arms just like his Lord, but he's looking, couldn't find that special one with that Srivatsa Kostubamani. So he asked all the Vaikuntha Vasis, where's the Lord? They said, you don't know? He said, no. He said, now is Dwapara Yuga. It's the end of Dwapara Yuga. He's taken his incarnation. Because they don't know in Vaikuntha. Even they don't know. They thought, well, you know, he's just taken his incarnation as Krishna. But he's taken his incarnation in Krishna and Vrindavan. Is that true? He said, all right, then I'll go to Vrindavan. So then, he came back down. He came here to Braj, and he was wandering here and there and here and there, and he couldn't find him anywhere. Finally, he found all of these gopis also wandering through the forest at night, practically half crazy, just trying to find out where is Sri Nandanandan, where is Shyam Sundar. They were also looking. They also didn't know where he was. Now he's really upset. They told him, you know, he went to, from his heart he disappeared, from Svetadripi, from Badrinath he disappeared, Vaikuntha he also disappeared. They told him he's in Vrindavan, he came to Vrindavan, and everybody in Vrindavan was also looking for him. Now he was really upset. So he wandered off to another. Is that a Mansarovar or Mansarovar? Is that also Mansarovar there in China? Or is it Mansarovar? I don't know. Manasarovar. There in China, huh? I thought it's in China, isn't it? China. Border. But it's in China. So, with a very sad heart, he went there. He was crying. Lord Shiva was smiling very mercifully upon him. He asked, what is your problem? He began to explain his problem, and he was so sad, he was crying. And Lord Shiva just began to laugh. It's not funny. Why are you laughing? I'm suffering like an idiot. I can't get notion of my Lord. And Lord Shiva just laughing. He said, no. You went to the right place. You just happened to get there in the middle of the Maharas when he has disappeared from the sight of the gopis. Now you come, Maharas is going to take place, let's go. So Asurari and Lord Shiva, they came back to Vrindavan. But they came to Braj and they tried to enter Vrindavan, and Vrindadevi and all her doorkeepers, they stopped and said, no. No male person can enter here. Then what should we do? And Vrindadevi said, you go across the river. Because actually, both of them were expert yogis. Lord Shiva is the master of all mystics. You know, for him to change from a male to a female, there's no problem, actually, for him. But Krishna consciousness is not a question of change of body. Or Braja Prem is not also a question of change of body. Vrindadevi instructed him, you go across the Jamuna, you bathe in the tears of Srimati Radharani in that Mansarovar. Then you will get Gopi Bhav. It's a question of changing our Bhav, not our body. So he and Asarari, they came here, they bathed in this beautiful Mansarovar lake. They were imbued with Gopi Bhav, their forms were changed into those of gopis, and they came back to the Ras Lila area, and they were stationed there as doorkeepers. In fact, Lord Krishna also noticed that his great devotee Lord Shiva has come. So he immediately went to that side of the area and said, "Hail Gopishwar." Radharani heard this. Now wait a minute, if there's anybody who's Gopishwar, who's goddess of all the gopis, controller of all the gopis, then it must be her. How he's calling someone else? So Shyam Sundari said, "Hey Radhe, don't you see? This is our great devotee, Lord Shiva, in the form of a gopi." And she looked, and that gopi, she's very beautiful, but she had this snake. This way there's so many wonderful pastimes connected with this beautiful place here. Even the crow sounds wonderful here. See, even it sounds so musical here. Since we're on this side of the lake, I don't know if any of you noticed when we were coming across the Jamuna Bridge, across the fields, you can see the temple towers of a beautiful temple that's appeared there. Because on this side of Jamuna, just opposite of Mathura, is the ashram of Durvas Muni, where he's had this ashram for many thousands and thousands and thousands of years here in Braj. So one time, Nandanandan, he was a little late again in meeting the gopis, and the gopis were very upset with him. So they wanted to know what made him, why he was so late. They said, "My guru came, so I had to go and do service to my guru. So I got a little, I was doing service to my guru, so I got a little late." And the gopi said, "Your guru? But you're the guru of the whole universe, Bande Krishna Jagad Guru. We know this verse. He's the guru of the whole universe. You also have a guru?" "Yes, I have my guru. So I had to do my, I had to do guru seva. So I'm late." He said, "Well, you're the guru of the whole universe, and you have a guru. We want to see your guru." So he said, "Yes, he's there on the other side of the Jamuna, just across from Mathura." And the gopi said, "Well, how are we going to get there? How will we get to the other side of the Jamuna?" And Sri Nandanandan told him, "You go there to the banks of the Jamuna, and you tell her that we're coming from Nandagram, where Krishna is staying, just like a very dhrida brahmachari, very strict brahmachari." Oh, the gopis just doubled over laughing. So we know all about your brahmacharya. And Mother Mangal became very angry. "Why are you insulting my friend? By the strength of his brahmacharya, you will be able to cross the Jamuna." So he laughed even louder when Mother Mangal. Mother was getting very angry. Anyway, somehow or other they were convinced. So they brought all of their pots of yogurt and milk and butter and ghee and so many other wonderful things with them. And they came to the banks of the Jamuna, and they said, we're just coming from Nandagram, where Krishna is staying just as a very strict brahmachari. Immediately Jamuna became ankle deep. So the gopis laughed at each other, looked at each other and laughed, and they ran across the river, and they came there to Devarsa Muni's ashram. And he was very pleased to see all of the gopis. They took darshan, they paid their obeisances to Krishna's guru. And then they began to cook and cook and cook and cook, and they cooked so many wonderful preparations. And they made a huge feast. Just like all of you made such a huge feast. We were looking, even my Brijbasi Pujari from Nandagam, he looked, he said, my God, how are we going to eat all this? Uddhava Vasubhani was no problem, one bite. He accepted all of the offerings of the gopis. And he was very pleased with them. But they said, how are we going to get back across the Jamuna? The Dravasrishi said, you just go to the bank of the Jamuna and you tell her that we're coming from Dravasrishi's ashram where he's only drinking ras of Durva grass. That's where he gets his name, Durvas. By Sandhi it becomes Durvas. It's Durva ras. He's only drinking the juice that you squeeze out from this Durva ras. And all the gopis looked at each other and laughed. They just saw him eat one bite, a whole huge feast. So they went there to the bank of the Jamuna and said, we're coming from Dravasrishi's ashram, where he only eats nothing except the Durva ras, the ras from the juice from the Durva grass. Immediately Jamuna became just as ankle deep. And the gopis laughing and laughing, they ran across the Jamuna. They got to the other side, they looked at each other and said, Ek thagat guru, ek thagat chela, or dono ke bich mein thagni. Jaisa guru, jaisa chela, jaisa thagni. On one side, there's this very clever guru. Other side, there's this very clever disciple. And in between, there's a cleverini. Just like guru, just like tela, just like cleverini. So this is a little ways ahead on the Jamuna, a place called Panigat. In this way on Jamuna, so many wonderful pastimes took place. We were just crossing over. We were seeing that beautiful Jamunastakam. As soon as we saw Jamuna, we were singing that beautiful Jamunastakam. So we'll sing my... Now that we've mentioned Jamuna, she's coming in our hearts, and we're going to see her later today. Ramyati rambamana gokaramba bhushita divya ganda bakaramba puspagaja rushita nanda suno bhakta sangam sangam abhinandani mam punattu savadara bindabandhu nandani mam punattu savadara bindabandhu nandani ramyati rambamana gokadamba bhushita ramyatira. She has very, very ramani tira, very lovely banks. Ramyatira rambamana gokadamba. Just like behind us, one of the most glorious kadamba trees in Braj. Just this one is a jamu, but just over here you see this tree coming up out of the kunj here. This is a very beautiful kadamba tree. Very tall and old. They grow very slow. This is a very old kadamba tree. And another one on the other side. You see with a whitish type of bark. just behind the two white cars there. They're very beautiful kadamba trees. But actually, in Sanskrit, the word kadamba means group. Because when you see the flowers, you have to come here in June or beginning of July, and you see the kadamba flower. He's like a little ball with little groups of flowers. In a little ball, so many, he's a whole group of flowers. He's called kadamba. It's a little ball of flowers. Very beautiful golden color like Srimati Radhika, so therefore it is very dear to Krishna. Just like by the side of the temple, you see this very, very blackish tree. Some of the ladies are sitting around this very blackish tree. This is a tamal tree. Manjari, take note. This is a tamal tree. Very blackish. So they're very dear to Srimati Radharani, because as soon as she sees this curved blackish form, it reminds her of her Shyam Sundar. So kadamba means group. So here we're talking about what group? Go kadamba. Go means cow. And you know Rambamana? It says Rambamana go kadamba. You know Rambamana? Some people are saying yes, so you there's no need for me to tell. No need for me to tell. All right, we'll tell. Maharaj is even more expert than me.
I'm like a newborn calf next to
you. Man.
He's so anxious, he's going down to touch another sheet.
Cows are wandering along those lovely banks, making this wonderful sound, Rambamana. Rambamana means they're making that sound. Ramyatira Rambamana Gokadamba Bhushita. Now Bhushan, you know. Jewelry. Just like all the ladies, they too much like jewelry, isn't it? Abhushan. So Jamuna, she's also a lady, no? She likes jewelry. But what is her jewelry? Little groups of white and black and reddish and golden cows walking along her banks in little strings like this, going. That is Jamuna's jewelry. Ramyatira Rambamana Gokadamba Bhushita Divya Ganda Vakadamba Pustparaja Rushita. Now Rupa Goswami, he's very clever. He has kept two meanings in one verse. One is that those lovely banks are covered by kadamba trees. Other is that those kadamba trees are covered by kadamba flowers. If you've ever seen a kadamba tree in bloom, even if you look closely, you go up to this tree, you'll see the seed pods are there. Now most of them have already fallen off, but you see hundreds and hundreds of little round seed pods are there. You can just imagine completely covered with so many beautiful kadamba flowers. But he's kept two meanings. One is her banks are covered by kadamba trees, and the kadamba trees are covered by kadamba flowers, and what? Divya Ganda. Just like English, divya, divine. It's almost like English, divya, divine. Ganda means fragrance. This divine fragrance is just flowing everywhere. These kadamba trees, they become filled with kadamba flowers. You get near them, and this wonderful divine fragrance flows everywhere. Divya Ganda Bhakadamba Puspa Raja Rushita. Nandasuno Bhakta Sangam, Sangam Abhinandani. Now he says Nandasuno Bhakta Sangha. Nandasuno means the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nandasuno Bhakta Sangha, those persons who were the devotees of that son of Nanda Maharaj, some of them came from this side, some of them came from here, some came from there, some came from over here. Everybody's coming to the banks of Jamuna to take their bath in the morning. So Sangam, to all of them, Abhinandani, or Abhinandan Karti. She's doing the Abhinandan, the welcoming of all of those devotees who come early in the morning to take their bath on the banks of the Jamuna. Nandasuna Bhakta Sangam, Sangam Abhinandani, Mam Punatu Sarvadara Binda Bandhu Nandani. I offer my respects. No, excuse me. May that beautiful Jamuna always purify me. But what word he uses for Jamuna? Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Aravinda? Lotus, you all know, huh? Aravinda Bandhu. Just like if there's a bond between us, huh? If there's some bond between us, we're friends. Huh? So we're like that bandhu bond, bandhu. So who's the friend of all the lotus flowers? I told you before, so you already know. Because as soon as moon will come, every lotus will close her face. And as soon as sun will come, every lotus will open her face in a big smile to see the sun has come. So the friend of all the lotus flowers is the sun. Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. And the daughter means Nandini, so she's the daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers, Surya Putri Jamuna. So this is Rupa Goswami's name, Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Mam Punatu Sarvadara Binda Bandhu Nandini. May that beautiful daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers always purify me. Mam punattu savadara vindabandhu nandani ramyatira rambamana gokaramba bhushita shayat ramyatira rambamana gokaramba bhushita divyaganda vakaramba pusparaja rushita divyaganda vakaramba pusparaja rushita Nandasuno Bhakta Sangha Sangam Abhinandani. Nandasuno Bhakta Sangam Abhinandani. Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandani. Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandani. Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandani. Bolo Jamuna Maharani ki. She has got hundreds and hundreds of names. She's called Yamuna, you know why? She already knows, so no one needs to tell her. Shall I tell that story? You don't know which story I'm talking about yet. There was one Muslim mullah who was very, very expert speaker, but very difficult to get him to come and speak. Very difficult to get him to speak. So one village, they came many, many times begging and pleading, please come to our village and speak. And he kept refusing and refusing. Then somehow one day they convinced him, so he said, all right, I'll come. And they fixed the date. So he came there, very nice pandal was there. Nicer naras, he had the proper cloth on top to keep the sun out and everything. So everything was very nice, nice asan was there. He sat down. He looked out over the crowd like this. So I suppose you all know what I've come to speak about today. Everybody said no. So you don't know, then why shall I speak? And he got up and went home. So again, the elders of the village, they came, they begged and pleaded with him. He refused and refused after many days. Finally, again, he agreed, all right, he would come. They said, no, no, it'll be better this time. It'll be better next time. So he came there. And he saw the arrangements were very nice, beautiful pandal, and beautiful seat, everything was very nice. He sat down, he looked out over the crowd. So I suppose you all know what I've come to speak about today, and everybody said, yes, ha, ha, ha. Huh? In Hindi, we went to say yes, and then we say, ha. What do we say?
Ha.
Just so you all know, so no need for me to speak. So he got up and went home. So then, just like I heard whole conversations. I mean, first time ever went on life membership, we went to some life member's house, in the middle of trying to make him member, or no, trying to get him to give us other members, now his phone rang, you know? Huh? 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 Acha, 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 ji, 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 acha. Huh? 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 Not a scarlet. I personally witnessed this conversation. So, again the village elders came and they begged and pleaded with him and pleaded and pleaded. Finally he agreed to come. So third time, very nice arrangements and everything. Pandal was nice, everything was nice. He sat down. He looked out over the crowd. He said, I suppose you all know what I've come to speak about today. So half the crowd said?
Ah.
Other half the crowd said?
Ah.
Other half the crowd said?
Ah.
Other half said?
Ah.
He said, so those who know, you tell those who don't know. No, as you know, we told this at Bandirban, just not far from here. Underneath the Bandirban tree. Then we tried to get Jai Vaitra to speak. He said, I had something to say, but I'm not going to tell you. So, there was a very great devotee of the son named Biswakarma. And he had a very, very beautiful daughter named Sangya. Now you can figure out the meaning. You know gya from gyan. And just like kirtan, sankirtan. So sangya, complete knowledge, or what would we say? Awareness. So when sun comes up, we become aware of everything. Last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, it was very dark. So many ladies were there, so I had to make sure that there's somebody to take them. It's very dark, you can't see, maybe some danger was there, so I had to take some ladies, nobody was going that direction, I had to take them to their ashram. But as soon as sun is there, you can see everything, you become aware of everything. So it's natural that the wife of the sun should be Sangya. So he decided to marry his daughter to the sun. So when they were married, then Sangat, he approached his wife as a husband approaches a wife, and she shut her eyes. He's so bright. So he became very angry. Hey, why you shut your eyes like this? Therefore you will get a son who will make everyone shut his eyes. And everyone will be afraid of your son. But she was not Western woman who immediately started fighting with her husband. She's a very smart lady. What did she do? She fell down and started massaging his feet. Oh, Swami, what can I do? You're so bright, I couldn't help it, you know. Automatically, without harsh words, he feels bad. Without any harsh words, automatically he feels bad. Then he was thinking, oh, what have I done? Like that. So then he said, what can I do? I have already made the curse. I cannot take it back, but I will give you benediction You will get daughter who will free everyone from the fear of your son. So she gave birth to Yam and Yami. Yam, Yamaraj. Who everyone's afraid of Yamaraj, and he makes everyone close his eyes. And Yami, Yamuna, by bathing in Yamuna, we become free from all our sins, therefore we have no more fear of Yamaraj. On this planet, she comes down on Kalinda Mountain, therefore she's known as? Or Kalinda Nandani. Or even sweeter, Kalindagiri Nandani. Say it. Kalindagiri Nandani. So sweet name. She's always blackish. Therefore she's known as Krishna. Who came to Kumbh Mela? Some of you came, huh? So you saw there in Sangam, Ganga was coming very light color, but Yamuna was coming very dark color, then they were mixing, and you could see. That Sangam you can see, because one is light and one is dark, they're mixing. Yamuna is very dark color, she's Krishna. She's very dear to Krishna, she's Krishna Priya. She's daughter of the sun, she's Surya Putri, Bahanu Nandini, Tarni Tanuja. So many wonderful names. So we're just near Yamuna. It looks like it's, I remember we said 11 o'clock we're supposed to leave from here, so. Our time has come. Well, we'll tell one story about crossing the Yamuna. One time, all the gopis came to the bank of the Yamuna with big heavy pots of butter and milk and yogurt and so many things. And they wanted to cross to the other side, but there was no boats available. Hopefully we don't get into the same situation today. So, there was one old boatman. He was lying there inside his boat, very nicely sleeping. And Lalita Visakha came there and they woke him up. He said, "Boatman, boatman, please take us to the other side of the Yamuna." He said, "My boat is very old. You girls have so much heavy things with you, and there's so many of you. You better find some other boat. I'm sleeping." "But boatman, 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 there's no one else around. You're the only one." So he asked his boat. He said, "My boat says he'll go, but he has to wash the feet of one of you and have that water sprinkled on his head." So they asked, "Which one?" "That one who's the daughter of Bisabanu." Then Radharani, she immediately refused. He said, "All right, then I'm going back to sleep." So then they insisted and said, "Oh, then finally Radharani agreed." So then he poured water over the lotus feet of Radharani. He captured that water. He sprinkled on his head, sprinkled on his boat, sprinkled on the bank of the Yamuna. So then all the gopis got in his boat and he began to row. And as he was rowing, he began to row a little unevenly. And he pulled a little cork. And water started coming, and boat is rocking like that. All of a sudden, the big wind came, and black clouds, and there was wind was coming, and big waves were coming, and boat is rocking, water is coming. All the gopis were very frightened. Radharani sent Lalita Visakha and said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us." He said, "What can I do? I told you from the beginning that you gopis are so many. The weight of your luggage is so great. Only if you throw all of this butter, milk, and yogurt overboard, we can survive. Otherwise, we're all going to drown." So then all the gopis, they threw all their butter, milk, yogurt, ghee, everything overboard. And still boat is rocking, and water is coming, waves are coming. He said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us. What can I do? I told you from the beginning, you gopis are too many, and you're wearing such heavy jewelry. Unless you throw all of your jewelry overboard, we're just going to drown here in the middle of the Yamuna." So all the gopis, they took off all their jewelry and all their bangles and threw it into the Yamuna. And still boat is rocking, water is coming, everything's, waves are coming. Philly to Visakha, they went, they said, "Boatman, boatman, please save us, please save us." He said, "What can I do? I told you my boat is old. And you gopis have such heavy saris. If you don't take off your saris and throw them overboard, we're all going to drown here in the Jamuna." And Lita said, "We got a better idea. We're going to throw you overboard." So then Radharani came and she threw her arms around the neck of that boatman and was just hanging on that boatman's chest like a little golden necklace. And she said, "Please don't make us do this. Please save us." So then somehow or other a boatman, now he's got he's achieved his desire. Like that, Radharani is hanging around his neck like a beautiful golden necklace. He put his plug, the wind went away, the waves went away, then he rode to the other side of the tree. Bolo Jamuna Maharani ki! Well, now you can see that. Just one amazing thing about this place is you get to see so many rare birds. So you can just see there's one great egret, great gray egret, sitting there. You see him? I was just watching him come half hour back. He just... And there's another bird you'll see here every once in a while. I've seen them playing around on the water called water crow, Jal Kawa. When he swims, usually birds, you see their bodies up above the water and they swim on top of the water. He's underneath the water, only you see this little neck going like this and he goes... And then he comes up some other place. There's so many incredible birds you can see around this place. Very, very natural, beautiful place. So, I've taken up too much of the time. I'm sure Maharaj has a few words to say to you. So, we'll end here with... Only one more thing. In this place are the most beautiful example of kunj. We keep hearing about kunj. Here you can see beautiful kunjas. And those kunjas in this place especially, many places are rare, but here all the kunjas are made out of pilu trees. And this is a very special type of pilu. Because there's two. There's one that has sort of a small fat leaf, and there's very, very tiny fruit. Another one has a long, thin leaf and very fat fruit like that. So this is a rare one. This is a real pilu. You see all these, it's like this tree where we were, myself and Sudhajiva, we were taking our breakfast in this little kunj here. And behind here there's so many kunjas. I've already mapped out how to get 1,000 people through these kunjas without any disturbance, because we can come from this side, go all the way through the kunj, come back around the temple. You just have to, when we're ready to go, then I will take you with Kirtan Party through the kunj. There's only one place. There's a little branch of the kunj in the road, so you have to take his permission, touch him, and beg forgiveness for stepping across him, we'll step across, and then we'll come around back this way, back to the buses, and you can, because here in Braj, you see the trees, they try to grow straight. But somehow, they're just melting in Krishna praying, they come down. So when they go up like this and then come down, then it makes like a little room. Just like we're sitting in this room taking our breakfast. Makes a little room. Then little creepers have come with their beautiful little flowers, and little birds are there, and the gopis have put little flowers. It's like we're very happy, you know, if we've got a moody pond, wall-to-wall carpet in our apartment, we think, oh, this is... The Prabhupada said, "What is it? Just some synthetic fiber dust collector," Prabhupada said. Just synthetic fiber. But in Shamsundar's wall-to-wall carpet is little jasmine, malati, madhavi, mogra, beautiful little lotus flowers, sometimes lotus petals. This is Krishna's wall-to-wall carpet in his kunj. So we're going to show you examples of some of those beautiful kunjas in Braj in this place before we leave. Hare Krishna.